the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in the kind of dreary downtown studios this morning. Looking out the window, might be the day to fire up the indoor grill because I think we're going to have rain most of the day. It looks a little cloudy out there. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, and good morning, Grilling World. You are listening to the show that's broadcast from Guerrilla Warfare Headquarters.
And we got our warrior here on the studio with us, Brian Fonger, our producer, making us sound good. That's a big job most days. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're good. Thanks.
That's right. And for all you ladies out there, Brian's about 25 and still single. I don't know how.
Yeah, man works two jobs, talking about free enterprise with Tommy Brand. Here's a guy who's cutting a living, doing all he can to make it go. And I tell you what, hats off to you, Brian. It's good to have you on our team, man.
That's right. It's 800-785-1073 if you want to get a date with this guy. He knows how to grill, too.
Thanks for the ad, guys.
Yeah.
Randy's already asked him out, and he turned him down.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, I want to talk about Michigan wines, Jop, because this state has so many cool wines, and I had a listener actually send me a list here that I've seen a few times, but I think when listeners start sending things in, you got to pay attention. And her name's Sandy Graham. She works at the Alto Library. And she was kind enough to take photocopies of this stuff and send it to my house. And thank you, Sandy. Appreciate that. It's very cool. But one's from the Michigan Farmer. Her note said, "I'm sure you don't get the Michigan Farmer." It's like, well, actually.
Yeah, you might be surprised. I get what farmers do. Those are hardworking guys as well. So
yeah, I grew up.
And they raise some really good beef, most of them. And we know we love to put the beef on the grill. But anyway, go ahead.
And hog.
Yeah.
Anyway, some really cool stuff here, but Michigan wines have been winning a significant number of top awards at regional, national, and international wine competitions, and that is totally cool. One of our favorite guys here in January, Chateau Grand Traverse, won Best of Class Award at the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition for its 2009 Lot 49 Riesling. That is, we're not just in Michigan here. That we're talking San Francisco. They've got some pretty specific palettes out there. I'll leave that one alone. Tabor Hill garnered several top awards at other international competitions, including Best White Wine at the International Eastern Wine Competition in Corning, New York, for its 2010. Okay, this is my wife's, one of her favorite wines there, 2010 Treminet, which is a hybrid, and it's similar to a Gewürz, but it's just one of their hybrids. I've seen a few other vintners now making this Treminet.
You know, the cool part about that is because these are Michigan wines, most of them are sourced locally, and they're distributed locally as well. I know our friends out at Siciliano's Market on Lake Michigan Drive carry a lot of these Michigan wines. They pride themselves on their collection out there of not only Italian wines, but Michigan wines. So if you're out looking for this stuff, it is very accessible here in the West Michigan market.
Yes, and they employ like 1,400 people. Wow.
Siciliano's or the wine industry?
Siciliano's does a good job, too, as does Russo's, which we have to talk about a little bit later because we're there next Saturday, and that's going to be I've got some information for you on that.
Yeah, and
Russo's Wine Warehouse
down on
44th in Kalamazoo. That's going to be fun. You're going to be pleasantly surprised when you see what's going on down there. It continues to enjoy the Michigan wine industry a steady growth. And that's, it's outpacing sales of all wines in Michigan for 8 years consecutively. Five new wineries opened up in 2011.
Fantastic.
Where's that come from? I mean, people are still investing money in Michigan.
That's right. And we've got a great growing region all up and down the west side of the state. It almost mimics the California area out there where you get the cooler nights and the warmer days and the moisture coming in off of the ocean out there, but our freshwater Lake Michigan.
Right.
And you combine all of those things, and it really creates, and the soil, I think, is similar here that it's out there. So this is what we've been told anyway.
Yep.
You factor all those things together, and we've got a really unique ecosystem that allows us to grow some fantastic grapes, and then the talent has come to the area to turn those grapes into great wine. So,
and coming up later in the show, I've got another a whole bunch, like the top award winners in the country. There's just a huge list, and, man, Michigan's there.
I know, it's cool. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Bob's breaking down some Michigan wines that are winning national acclaim, and we're fortunate enough that we've had a lot of those vintners on the show with us. We don't today, but...
kind of sorry about that.
Yeah,
we don't get any free wine.
Yeah.
You know, Jop, you've got some really cool gift ideas for Christmas, and you're like spot on here. Why don't you tell us what you've picked for some of those gift ideas?
You know, I kind of categorize these things into three areas: around the grill, on the grill, and then the hand tools that you might use with the grill. I'm going to focus on the hand tools right now. There's a couple things that are very fundamental, but they'll really make a big difference in your grilling, and that is a great set of tongs. If you drop food and you got these tongs that are mismatched, they don't come together to a point on the end. When you're trying to pick something up and flip it over, you want a good sturdy set of tongs where the hinge is good, and they lock if you want them to for storage in the cupboard or the drawer. So that's a tip. They make them with silicone ends on them as well as just the metal ends. But I can't stress enough, that's a great gift for a griller. If you've ever been over to somebody's house and they got those little nasty tongs with the D on the end, you know what I'm talking about? Their wire, and it goes
doesn't
up
work.
And makes a square. You're dropping stuff all the time, and there's nothing worse than you stood at the grill for 15, 20 minutes making a perfect steak, and you pick it up, and then with those D tongs, and it slips out and falls on the ground. Now,
critical piece.
Yeah.
Critical piece.
So make sure that if you don't have a great set of tongs, I'm talking $15 to $20. This is not an expensive gift, but the tongs are a big one. Never ever, in my opinion, you may have a different one, I don't like to use a meat fork.
Never.
I don't like piercing the meat. That's why I always use the tongs. You know, another one that's real simple and easy is a silicone basting brush or a meat mop. Those are sometimes called. The reason I like silicone is they clean up very easily. If you drop it, you rinse it off, and it's sterile. You get one that's made out of cord or cotton or something of that nature. It tends to hold the dirt, or if you rub it on the grill a little bit, you might get some grilled dirt on there, you know.
They always
but
fall
anyway,
apart.
A good set of tongs, a great little silicone brush. We'll cover more of those in the upcoming segments throughout the show, but those are just a couple ideas, ladies, that if you're looking to buy your man a Christmas gift, those grilling gadgets work very well. Coming up next, Bob's daughter Maggie had a little accident yesterday, and she's everybody's fine. That's good, but there's a great story with it. Bob's going to relate that story about how a grilling guy came to the rescue. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.